Scene 1, The Way of the Kingdom. One day Jesus and his followers climbed up on a hillside. Jesus began teaching them more about God's kingdom. He said, "The humble, gentle, poor, and merciful are blessed by God. The kingdom belongs to you who realize your need for God. Those who are grieving and in pain are blessed by God. God will bring you comfort. Those who have a pure heart are blessed by God. You see God more clearly. Those who desire what is right and work for peace are blessed by God. You are truly God's family. Those who are mocked, hated, and excluded for doing what is right are blessed by God. Be glad and know that God is with you." Jesus finished by saying, "You're God's brilliant light, like a city on a hill that shines brightly for everyone to see. Live generously, purely, and love your enemies. Live as true children of God." People were amazed by what Jesus said. They saw that Jesus' words were backed by his actions, unlike many of the religious teachers they knew. Later, an expert in religious law challenged Jesus, trying to trip him up. The expert said, "There are hundreds of God's laws and commands. Which is the most important?" Jesus replied, "The greatest command is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Equally important is to love your neighbor as yourself. These are the heart of the entire law." Jesus' wisdom and insight left the religious leaders speechless. Scene 2, Parables of the Kingdom. Jesus often taught through short stories called parables that used word pictures from everyday life. Many of the parables explain what God's kingdom is like. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a tiny seed that's been planted in a field. The seed may be small at first, but it grows into a large tree where birds can rest and find a home." Jesus told dozens of stories like this to the crowds. He said the kingdom is like a hidden treasure buried in a field, worth diligently searching for. Like a yeast spread in a ball of dough, just a little will raise a lot. Like a precious pearl worth trading everything for. Like a great feast where all of the poor and the outcasts are welcomed. People were amazed at Jesus' teaching and his wisdom. They understood some of his parables, but for many people, God's kingdom remained a mystery. At one point, a religious leader asked Jesus, "So when is this kingdom you're teaching about going to come?" Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God isn't something out there to look for. The kingdom of God grows within us." Later, some of Jesus' disciples asked, "Which one of us will be given the most important role in your new kingdom?" Instead of answering right away, Jesus asked one of the children in the crowd to come over to him. And as the child came close, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you want to be great in God's kingdom, humble yourself and become like this child." God's kingdom is different than other kingdoms. In order to lead, you must first become servants. Even if I didn't come to be served, but to serve all of you, and to give my life for you. Scene 3, Eating with the Sinners. Jesus and his disciples were invited to dinner by a tax collector. And that day, tax collectors were known for being dishonest and corrupt. Others were invited that were known to be either immoral or criminal. When some of the religious leaders, called Pharisees, saw Jesus eating with these people, they were outraged. The Pharisees had created a set of strict rules to live by, and on top of the Jewish laws, these rules prohibited dining with people considered impure. The Pharisees asked Jesus' disciples, "Why does Jesus choose to eat with those terrible people?" And when Jesus heard this, he told them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I've come to call people to a changed life, inside and out. I'm not here to spend my time with people who already think they're good enough." Another night, Jesus had dinner with some of the Pharisees. They were shocked and offended when Jesus didn't wash up before the meal, as their rules and rituals demanded. Jesus said to them, "You Pharisees are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but the inside is still filthy. Your lives are just like that, so clean when people are watching, but inside you're full of hate, greed, and pride. You're worse than your ancestors in Israel. You have great knowledge about the things of God, but you don't live in the ways of God's kingdom. In fact, you keep other people from living in them." When Jesus finished speaking, the religious leaders around the table were furious. From then on, they conspired ways to stop Jesus.